The short answer is millions of dollars will be spent, maybe even $1 million a day, over the last weeks of the campaign. And you won't be able to ignore or escape the advertising blitz. Especially, says political strategist Jason Stanford, from the well-funded, well-oiled Republican campaign machinery.
It will be difficult to watch the History Channel or the Golf Channel without seeing a Republican ad.
But there is a long answer to the question of what $1 million a day race will look like. Even the deep coffers of Governor Rick Perry and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison won't just pour money out indiscriminately. Because, according to Dane Strother, that's not the best way to spend. Strother is a Washington, D.C. political consultant.
But their polling is going to show both of them that there are places that are strongest and weakest. And they'll make decisions accordingly on where and how to spend their money. Quite honestly, they both may have so much money it doesn't matter.
So how does a campaign spend smartly in the run-up to the March primary? On the Republican side, both candidates start with two nice advantages. Each is capable of spending upwards of $20 million to win the primary, and neither is unknown to Republican voters. Again, Dane Strother.
You can take the introduction portion of this campaign out and set it aside. That's done. And they've got the resources, coupled with the name ID in their primary, to take each other on in a much different way than the Democrats will have to do such.
That means getting out your message, pushing your strengths and your opponent's weaknesses to as many voters as possible, no matter how you get to them. Political consultant Kelly Farrow.
It is all about having the biggest possible conversation with voters. And so all of the standard and new ways of communications, from blogs and websites to mainstream newspapers and TV stations and radio stations, all of that will be utilized.
It's a little different in the Democratic debate. Sure, Farouk Shami has pledged to spend $10 million of his own money, but that's not enough to campaign like the Republicans. And even if Bill White comes up with $10 million of his own to spend, Jason Stanford, who briefly worked for Shami, says that doesn't guarantee either Democrat enough money to finance a media blitz from now until the primary.
So starting about February, if you're a Democratic primary voter, they're going to be sending you mail, they're going to be trying to call you, volunteers will be knocking on your door, and odds are if you're watching TV, you're going to see an ad for Bill White or Farouk Shami.
Stanford says the campaign playbook tells a candidate to buy ad for the last week of the campaign first, and then keep buying backward until the money runs out.
Spending late and backing up is the electoral equivalent of ball control offense. And if you've got a 3-touchdown lead, that's the best way to do it. If you are down 3 touchdowns, you need to throw deep, and that means spending money early on the bet that your poll numbers will raise, which will increase your fundraising, which will mean you can buy more ads later.
This year will also be the first large statewide campaign in Texas to incorporate some of the new internet and social media campaign tools. Sure, the people running for governor in 2006 used email and had websites, but this time around, all of the big four candidates have Twitter accounts and Facebook pages. Dane Strother says those have become must-have items in a modern campaign.
Anyone who runs a campaign that even looks 5 years old now, that doesn't incorporate new media in an enormous way, that doesn't incorporate social media in an enormous way, that doesn't incorporate text messaging, they're making a mistake. They're stuck in the past, and you're not going to win an election about tomorrow when you're running yesterday's campaign.
The first landing spot for political ads could be this week's national championship college football game between Texas and Alabama. While spots for that game won't be cheap, there aren't many more TV events between now and March that can direct the eyes of Texas to focus on a candidate. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.